might be able to do it within, you know, a few hours, a couple, you know, 4 or 5 hours later, you might be in geosynchronous orbit. But that's very expensive to take a massive rocket to get your spacecraft to where you need it to go. You're not in a rush. If it's a communication satellite, for instance, or even a Defense Department satellite, and they're not in any kind of rush to get it there. They'll have these ion rockets. So, I mean, that's the biggest advancement in rocket technology. You know, more so for the second stage, of course, than the first stage. Although they have improved on the ISP capability, you know, the thrust ratio, the amount of fuel that they bring up has really improved as well on the first stage, you know, with all the modern fuels that they're using instead of just kerosene. NASA's used liquid hydrogen, you know, for decades. Very, very, very good. Much more expensive to work with, maybe, but very efficient for putting heavy loads into space. Now everybody's in methane. They can get relatively cheap. They're using that. The Amazon, which is really now Blue Origin when it comes to the space company. Jeff Bezos is using actually natural gas, which is, you know, even more pure than regular methane gas. Anyway, back to you, Brian. WS2.
Well, that's true, but the ultimate solution would be to go ahead and use something like a supersized ion engine that when one pushes, another one kicks in, and another one kicks in after that, another one kicks in, to go ahead and accelerate quickly to low Earth orbit. I wonder if they're working on something like that.
They'd love to be able to do that, but the physics isn't there. You know, like I said, one engine, maybe you'll get the weight of a couple of QSL cards on your hand, you know. Three engines, will, you know, maybe you can get a half a dozen QSL cards on your hand. But it's a difference. You launch from Earth, eight minutes later, your main engine cutoff, MECO, main engine cutoff occurs. That's it. Your fuel is gone. But 8 minutes later, you're into orbit. You know, you would need millions of these ion engines, I guess, to get you off the ground. And by the way, they want to work with the atmosphere anyway. The ion reacts differently. They won't work in an atmosphere. Ion, you need to have in a vacuum. So those days are not anytime soon. Like I mentioned, the Dawn spacecraft that had three ion engines on it, not for the same reason that you said, where you would have four or three at the same time. You would put one on, they'd run it for, you know, days or weeks at a time, and that would shut off, and then they would put another one on, and then it's back and forth, and then the third one was just used as a backup in case, you know, one of those two failed. So I mean, you know, that's what they used for Dawn. That was a great mission, by the way. The Dawn mission to the asteroids. Back to you, Brian. I'm looking at the time. Usually we start to close down around this time. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you. Got your call again. I wrote it down somewhere. And now with it. Anyway, you know your call. My call is WS2N. Back to you, Brian.
Yes, this is KF2ZZ, Kilo Foxtrot 2 Zulu Zulu. I think the only thing aside from an atomic solution would be a chemical solution that has twice as much energy and half the amount of volume.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. The improvements of the first stages are really getting better. But the most important thing that's been developed is reusability. So that brings the cost down tremendously. You know, probably eventually 100-to-1 ratio. You know, SpaceX has launched like one of their boosts. They're up to 25 different times now in one of their boosts. The other companies are going to be doing the same thing. Hopefully, Blue Origin gets their New Glenn spacecraft off the launch pad. I'm going to say January. They keep saying the end of this month. Well, they only have a couple of days left, so I'm going to go sometime in January. I think we'll see that launch. And they plan on bringing, that's a heavy lift vehicle, twice the size of, you know, twice the thrust of Elon Musk Falcon 9. And if that goes up successfully, it will also come, the booster will come down and land on a drone ship, similar to what SpaceX does. But if they're successful on the first try, that'll be unique. SpaceX, you might remember, took half a dozen at least tries. They would crash and blow up before they landed on the ship. Let's see if Blue Origin can do it on the first try. That would be great. Anyway, thanks for your participation, Brian, and you, Charlie, as well, and anybody else that stood by and listened to us. For now, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Roy, AC2GS, WS2N. We should be on Monday night for the InfoNet, the FlyMark InfoNet, followed by Swap and Shop, then followed by Newsline. With that, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and good wishes to everybody. Back to you, Roy, WS1.
AC2GS, our rentals now are done. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet. Thank you for all that you do for the technical net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. I appreciate everyone who participated tonight, and please, next Sunday night at 8 p.m., we're going to try and do this all over again, so please join me when we do. As always, I like to remind people of a couple of taglines. Dick K2RIW would end his TechNet with the advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice, and in these troubled times especially, so please, be kind to each other, friend, enemy, stranger, what have you. Doesn't take too much effort to do that. And the good old Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep your mind open to new ideas, but don't open them wide enough that your brain might fall out. Everyone, have a great week. Stay safe, be well, stay warm. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and we'll save the Happy New Year for next Sunday, because it won't be New Year yet. So everyone, be well, and we'll talk to you down the line. This is AC2GS closing this episode of the Limar Technical Net after I say Slava Ukraini.
Happy Hanukkah, Roy, AC2PL.
This is to everyone who participated tonight. This is KF2ZZ, wishing everyone a wonderful holiday, and look forward to doing this again.
Happy Hanukkah, Roy, AC2PL.
Thank you, Jeff.
AJU, thank you very much, and enjoy the holidays, guys.
Be well, everyone. Have a good night.